the sound of Dua Lipa. Training season. What's she training for? What are you training for on a Tuesday? It's 7:30. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. And we're about to get into the water right now for another edition of a new feature that started last week on a Tuesday. And we're picking it up today with episode 2 of Bold Heart as we head boldly into another world of exciting experiences and adventure. And what is this thing all about? Well, let me introduce you to the lady who does bold things on a regular basis, Sarah Swainson from Ordinarily Active, is in the house with us. Sarah,
good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, I'm so excited.
How are you doing?
I am amazing. It's windy, it's gusty, but it's a great day.
It's a good Tuesday. It's going to be a good little radio feature we're about to dive into right now. And dive is the operative word because we're focusing on the world of open water swimming.
Yeah, so from our last episode last week, and bearing in mind this is all about going and doing something that you've always wanted to do. So if you're a person that's always wanted to try and go and swim in the open water, this is the episode to listen to. So it's all about open water swimming today.
And you have got your own story to tell, but you've also brought some backup and a lady who has been through a kind of a recent, I guess you could say, kind of transformation from landlubber to now open water.
Ocean dweller.
Ocean dweller. Merwoman. We've got Carol Dobson is in the house with us as well. Carol, welcome to you. How you doing?
I'm so great, so great. It's been an amazing journey into open water swimming. Yeah, thank you.
We're going to find out a little bit about what the journey's been like, because I believe it wasn't that long ago that you were standing on the step at Thompson's Tidal Pool.
Not wanting to get your feet wet.
And now here we are not that far down the road, and you've tackled already some really impressive stuff. I mean, the Ocean 8 event this year, where I believe you swam in the 4-mile event over 2 days in the open sea.
Hey? Yeah, incredible. Just incredible. You know, that you get to do that.
Inspiring. Yeah.
And for someone who has maybe seen people swimming in the big blue and has felt a kind of a pull, a kind of a tug, but then realizes that they are not ultra athletes.
They're just normal
just
people,
mere mortal. How do you even begin to prepare yourself for something like the Ocean 8 if all you've ever really done is a few laps in a swimming pool, maybe?
So I think first things all, a basic, you should be able to swim, not swim well, but just like the basics of swimming. So either go and find a swimming teacher and go and learn the basics so that you don't drown.
And okay? There's a lot of adults out there that can't swim.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to be ashamed of. No. There's more than a few good instructors in town that are focusing on swimming
On adults. And then the next thing I think that's really important, and I touched on it last week as well, is approach something new with a playful curiosity. Don't take yourself too seriously. The object is you have to learn. So you're not going to be great at it at first, but it's about learning this new environment, going down to the beach, looking at the ocean, seeing what it's doing, asking other people. And then the other thing is surrounding yourself with people. So when I first started, I trundled down to Thompson's Pool and I thought, well, I don't even know what I'm doing, which way do we swim, and all of this. And I was very fortunate to come across guys that adopted me into this environment and told me, okay, this is what you do. And today I still swim with Mike and he's a mentor, and Josie, and they are the guides into my open water swimming journey, and that's hopefully what I've been able to gift other people as you go along on this journey. But approach it with a playful curiosity. Start observing and learning the environment of the ocean. What's going on as you go down to the beach? What's happening? How has it changed today? And then find people that you can surround yourself with that will expose you in a safe way to this environment.
So cool. So that you're not doing this thing completely solo and clueless.
Don't go out there and drown yourself, please.
So, I mean, your journey now, Sarah, you've been swimming in the ocean for more than a few years, and you've had some incredible encounters
Yeah.
Out past the back line. I mean, like, what are some highlights for you?
So I think one of the things, I think you get these photograph moments that stick in your head. And I did my first bigger open water swim, which is the swim from Clark Bay to Salt Rock Main Beach.
This is quite a swim.
And I was so nervous. Like the night before, I can't tell you. I thought I was going to die, quite literally. And I thought, okay, this is my last hamburger that I'm ever eating. And I was so nervous. And the waves were quite big on that day. But we got through. And I can remember just getting to backline, catching my breath. And I've got this photograph moment of the sunrise in this vast blue expanse. And I thought, wow, this is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And it reminded me of, there's a great TED talk by a National Geographic photographer, and he speaks about looking at the world through a different perspective. And on that day, I got to see the world from a different perspective, out at sea, looking back onto land. And I think it was one of those moments that just have stuck with me. And I've been able to go on to do some really amazing things. I've been part of the Sardine Run, swimming at the Sardine Run.
Yeah.
Out off the continental shelf, 25 k's out at sea. By no means a super class swimmer. I just love it. I love the environment. And it's just been an amazing, incredible experience.
And looking at your journey, Carol, and does it echo Sarah's in terms of how your perspective shifts once you start to venture out and you're now no longer feet planted on the ground?
Definitely. I think the sunrise is definitely part of the deal. That was one of my first photographic experiences, was when I was taking putting a stroke and just seeing the sun. Oh, it was just incredible to see the sun under my arm, and I can still remember that picture. It really, really is beautiful, and it does put a new perspective on things. You know, it's not about swimming; it's about the experience.
Amazing.
And does that make sense?
It does to me. But I want to know, before you'd had that experience, was there a reason that you decided you're going to commit to trying to tackle an open water swim? Was it a challenge you'd thrown down for yourself?
No, it wasn't a challenge initially. It was just getting in the pool was a challenge.
Taking that first
taking the first yeah, the first step down into the water. I was just happy to swim laps at Thompson's. You know, it was a safe space. It was a community I loved, and I was happy with that. And then I got caught up in the rah-rah of Ocean's 8, and then I just thought, okay. It was before that. I did the Dolphin Mile before that. Yes, yes. So that was my preparation.
That's a cool event.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that I can highly recommend for somebody wanting to get involved. There are... I don't advocate just going out and swimming and just being reckless. So if you're starting on this journey, there's a couple of events that are safe. They've got lifeguards. Yes. They are proper events. Mm. And so there's once a month, there's the Durban Underwater Club has a organized event swim. It's the last Saturday or Sunday of the month. And then there's the Dolphin Mile Series. And with each of these events, there's a shorter and a longer distance, and it's a safe environment to explore and find out if this is something that you want to do.
Awesome. And so those two events, the Dolphin Mile and the Durban Underwater Club, the DUC's monthly swim, are highly recommended to give you a group to plug into and a structured, safe, supported event.
We are so fortunate around our area. We have tidal pools. So if you want to get the experience of being safe and go and pop down to the tidal pools, go start getting in, swimming around, getting your fitness up, because there's a certain level of fitness that you have to be able to get out, and start building those layers of confidence as you build up to go out into the ocean.
Awesome. But now, like, obvious question that pops into the mind. Carol, I'm sure you've had people saying to you, but what about the sharks?
Oh.
Aren't you scared about the creatures of the deep?
Oh,
once you start swimming out there.
I honestly didn't even think about that.
Really?
I honestly did not. All I was thinking about was actually finishing the race. So, or finishing the swim. It's I actually can't even answer that. I just didn't think about the sharks. I was just swimming. There's people around, you know. There's people around. They can chase them away.
I think for many, though, that's the first thing that pops into their mind because they've seen movies like Jaws and they just think that sharks are out to eat you. But I really want to challenge the listeners today. Let's change the conversation. Sharks are not there to eat you. They really are actually needing our support. Go and educate yourself. This is one of the things about being curious about the environment. Go and educate yourself about sharks. So resources that you can pull on is go and follow the guys, Shark Life. They do conservation. And really, there are fewer fish and big fish in our oceans than ever before. This is affecting the balance. So if you want to enjoy what the sea has to offer, we have to protect it. And we have to go and educate ourselves. So a quarter, this is the stats that I pulled this morning, a quarter of the shark and ray species is threatened and requires action without delay today. So existing conservation methods are not working. Overfishing, all of these things. So, for instance, the hammerhead is endangered.
Hammerhead shark.
Is endangered. So we need to change this conversation if we are going to enjoy safely. And that's another thing. Go and do what I would recommend is a ocean safari. Mm. And there's guys down in Unkomaz, they're called Wet 2 Safaris. And when we did one of our big open water swims, it was also, it is, sharks are in the ocean. You need to learn about them and how to go through the water safely. And so we went and did an ocean safari and learned about their behavior. So I can highly recommend they go whenever the oceans, hop into their Instagram page, or you can ask me afterwards and I'll share the details with you on our page. And I will on Ordinarily Active's Instagram page, I'll post all the links to these recommendations. And really go, and it's down in Aliwal Shoal, and it is a fantastic experience which will give you a totally new perspective on sharks.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Starting to get the perspective here on a Tuesday morning on this really cool radio feature that has started rolling and will continue to roll, Bold Heart. And while we are talking about open water, ocean swimming, Carol, are there any things on the horizon? Any other events that you've got in your crosshairs at the moment?
Yes, I really want to do a nice, solid 5K open water swim. I'm not sure how I'm going to get there, but I know I've got a community that's going to help me. So
absolutely.
Yes, I'm going to. That is one of my goals, possibly for next year.
Wow, that's so cool. And there's always something new to aim for, you know, once you've once you've hit that goal post. And it's just a great active, healthy community of cool people, it seems. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like these things just magnetically attract just really cool people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely.
Just Mike, if the listeners are perhaps wondering, what do you need? I would highly recommend a good pair of goggles. I had somebody who was swimming and they had leaky goggles and just
can ruin the whole thing.
Can ruin the whole thing, and it actually can make you quite nervous. So go and invest in a really good pair of goggles. Don't just go and grab your kids' goggles that they've been having swimming lessons with. Go and invest in a good pair of goggles because it's going to change the experience completely.
Okay.
And then another very big tip is, guys, when you are in the ocean, be responsible. Make sure that you've got the safety that you need. And also, key number one, do not swim in dirty water. Clean, visible water is the key.
And I would imagine not a good idea to swim alone either.
No.
So, buddy system.
I mean, there's no hard and safe. Anybody can do anything they want, but there's a certain protocol or safety protocol. So, we would normally swim as a group. We swim together. We don't all go and swim all over the place. We advocate that you have a craft or somebody. If there's something that goes wrong, we want to be responsible in the water. We want to enjoy it responsibly.
There you go. And it's here. It's right here. You know, no entry fee.
Exactly.
So super accessible. And if you hadn't really thought about it much before, hopefully this has given you some food for thought at the very least, and maybe the push that you need to get into the water and to start exploring the world of open water swimming. And Sarah, for those who are listening and who want to find out more about going boldly into something new and to find out what you're up to with your Ordinarily Active group, what's the smartest way to get in touch?
Follow us on Instagram, Ordinarily Active. You can see everything that we're doing there. We've got some awesome stuff coming up. It's about a community of living life actively, boldly, and going forth and trying new things. It's good for us.
There you go. Just like Carol.
Exactly. Be inspired.
Thanks for giving us the story this morning. My special guests, Sarah Swainson from Ordinarily Active and Carol Dobson, now open water swimmer with nothing holding her back. Yeah. And we'll see you down at the Thompson's, eh?
Yes. Mike, next week we're back on land.
Okay.
It's a great feature. Oh, my goodness. We have been up to all sorts of things. So next week, watch the socials. We'll give you a bit of a teaser.
Okay. You can hang up the swimming trunks for a second.
We'll be on land next week.
Very cool. Right now, staying in the water, here's Tyler.